Asian Voice News, The Global Link.
MedRep demands clarity over 65 Zamsa medical containers. Farmers urged to prepare for anticipated floods. And Central African Republic president wins third term by landslide. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRep, has expressed concern over the continued lack of transparency regarding 65 medical containers reportedly found stored in a private warehousing facility under conditions deemed unsuitable for medicines and medical supplies. MedRep Executive Director Lioka Lioka says that despite a forensic audit having been conducted, there has been no clear public explanation on how the containers originally ordered by the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, ended up in private custody. Mr. Lioka notes that the audit report did not explicitly state whether the containers were retrieved, disposed of, or remain under investigation. This matter involves public resources and directly affects the integrity of the national medicines supply chain, making it an issue of significant public interest. Transparency and accountability are essential to maintaining public confidence in the health system, said Mr. Lioka in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He has since called on the Ministry of Health to publicly clarify how the containers came to be stored in a private facility, provide information on the current status, and issue an official update on the progress of investigations. Mr. Lioka has also urged authorities to outline actions taken or planned in response to the issue and to ensure that any individual or entities found responsible are held accountable with details of any legal action made public. He said failure to address the matter decisively could set a negative precedent and expose weaknesses in oversight and accountability within the health supply system.
It's very important that the countries, if they make any approach to move, so that if we didn't do that, it would have set a very bad precedent, because then would be offenders would actually take it that there is a weakness in the system in as far as matters like that, like this. This is why for us, I think it's very important that government comes out explicitly and spells out whatever actions have been taken or will be taken, especially the people that were informed about this matter.
Kanchiria Constituency Member of Parliament, Sande Chanda, has urged a strengthened collaboration between the church and the state, emphasizing that their partnership is essential to Zambia's national unity, peace, and democratic stability. Zambia was declared a Christian nation on December 29, 1991, a status later entrenched in the 1996 Constitution, establishing Christianity as a guiding principle of national policy while upholding religious freedom. Mr. Chanda noted that the Christian Nation Declaration extends beyond constitutional language, serving as a moral foundation for governance and social harmony. Historically, the church and the state have played complementary roles in national development, with the church providing moral direction and the state acting as the guardian of law, order, and development, said Mr. Chanda in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He stressed the importance of deliberately safeguarding and strengthening this relationship, stating that the church must be allowed to offer moral leadership and constructive criticism without fear, while the state should be respected as the legitimate authority entrusted with governance. Mr. Chanda further proposed the creation of a presidential faith and social cohesion roundtable to convene quarterly, bringing together faith-based organizations and key government social ministries to formalize dialogue and consultation.
Our current engagements between government and faith leadership are often reactive and crisis-driven. This can create unnecessary public tensions. I therefore propose the establishment of a presidential faith and social cohesion roundtable, bringing together the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops, the Council of Churches in Zambia, the Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, other faith-based organizations, and key social ministries of government, meeting quarterly to promote structured dialogue and national unity.
Agriculture expert Oliver Bulaya has urged farmers to take early precautionary measures ahead of the anticipated floods to avoid crop damage caused by waterlogged fields. The Ministry of Green Economy and Environment, through the Meteorological Department, yesterday issued a warning of possible flash floods in Lusaka, southern, central and eastern provinces. Speaking in an interview with RCB News in Lusaka today, Dr. Bulaya advised farmers to identify flood-prone areas and construct drainage channels around their fields to allow excess water to flow out easily. It is important that farmers implement measures such as the creation of outskirts to drain the water easily so that crops are not affected, said Dr. Bulaya. He emphasized that prolonged water retention in fields could lead to crop destruction and significant losses for farmers.
So they need to put, you know, measures to ensure that they create outlets, you know, so that that water can drain easily. Because if that water remains in those particular fields for prolonged time, the crops, you know, will be damaged. So they need to look at areas where they can drain out this moisture.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has recorded significant progress in the implementation of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, for the 2025 implementation year, with substantial funding disbursed across all seven constituencies in Lusaka District. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mamba says a total of 17.2 million kwacha was released under the grants component, benefiting 696 recipients, including cooperatives and community clubs. The beneficiaries invested the funds in income-generating activities such as farming, baking, construction and welding, among other sectors. She says under the empowerment loan component, LCC disbursed 25 million kwacha to 378 beneficiaries, comprising cooperatives, clubs, individuals and companies operating across the district. The council also made notable investment in education through the secondary boarding school and skills development bursary. An amount of 15.4 million kwacha was allocated to support 4,959 students enrolled in skills development programs at various training institutions, while 529 learners received secondary boarding school bursaries, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCB News today. Ms. Mwamba also said the CDF community projects component saw 55.4 million kwacha allocated to 108 development projects implemented across all seven constituencies.
The Lusaka City Council wishes to inform the general public of the significant milestones achieved in the implementation of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, for the 2025 implementation year across all seven constituencies in Lusaka District. During the period under review, the council dispersed over 17 million kwacha in grants to 696 beneficiaries, including cooperatives and clubs who utilize the funds through various business ventures across key sectors such as farming, banking, construction, and welding, among others. And
in African news, Central African Republic President Faustin Archange Touadéra has won a third term after securing an upright majority in last month's presidential election, provisional results show. The 68-year-old mathematics professor was widely expected to win after the main opposition coalition boycotted the poll, citing concerns about electoral fairness. Touadéra campaigned on his security record in the chronically unstable nation after rebels seized power in 2013, a crisis that led the government to enlist support from Russian mercenaries and Rwandan soldiers. He has faced heavy criticism after a 2023 constitution removed term limits, allowing him to keep running for office. Coming up shortly, Venezuela swears in interim president after defiant Maduro pleads not guilty. This and more, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include the chronically ill, people living with HIV and AIDS, TB, etc., children under 5 years of age, the elderly, and pregnant women.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Make Christian Voice News, your global link.